This episode is brought to you by Tomedes, a translation company that has been supporting businesses in over 120 languages and more than 950 language pairs. Career Guide, Getting Started with Voice Acting. When discussing voice acting with clients who are looking into video translation, usually it's part of a discussion around the merits of dubbing versus subtitles for translated videos. But what exactly does it entail? If you're wondering how to get into voice acting, this is for you. Today, you hear all about how to become a voice actor. What is voice acting? Understanding how to be a voice actor first means getting to grips with what the profession entails. It's not just about having an expressive voice. Voice acting, in a nutshell, is the art of lending your voice to film or TV characters, advertisement, audiobooks, and anything else where the speaker is heard but not seen. Different fields of voiceover work. There are many fields for voiceover work. Indeed, one of the things that those who become voice actors often list as the key benefit of their profession is the variety of work that they undertake. There can be significant differences in the execution of voice acting in different fields. As such, if you're wondering how to start voice acting, it might be worth considering which of the following areas you would most like to target. Films. From animations to dubbed foreign language films, there's plenty of voiceover work available in the movie industry. You can be a voiceover artist for full-length feature films, animation shorts, or even trailers and promos, each of which will have its own specific requirements and nuances. Video games. While many people think of films first when it comes to getting a voice acting job, it's worth bearing in mind that the global video game industry is worth 4 times the movie industry, and it's growing rapidly. Plus, unlike the movie industry where most actors appear on screen, the video game industry relies almost entirely on voice acting. Toys and games. With so many interactive children's toys and games on the market these days, there's plenty of work for those who focus on this sector when looking at how to get into voice acting. Phone and other interactive voice response messages. You know those annoying phone message systems that prompt you to say a word and then don't recognize what you said in response? They're called interactive voice response, IVR, systems. Each and every one of them needs a human voice as its core. Podcasting. Podcasts are also growing as businesses seek to connect with customers in new ways. Again, this represents an excellent opportunity for those wondering how to start voice acting.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Commercials. Television and radio commercials often use a voiceover artist to promote a particular product or brand. These are much shorter jobs than the other ones, usually a one-off, but can still be a decent source of income. Voiceover acting for TV programs. TV programs warrant a mention on their own, in addition to the film industry. That's because they become a source of ongoing work if the voice actor is part of a popular show that runs for several seasons. TV programs can, of course, be a one-off job, such as documentaries. radio or audio dramas. Like TV programs, radio or audio dramas can run and run, providing an excellent long-term source of voice acting income. Audiobooks. Getting an audiobook voice acting job can also be lucrative based on the length of the work involved. And with the industry expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 24.4% from 2020 to 2027, there's plenty of work to go around. Live events. Hosting events as a live announcer can sometimes feel particularly daunting for voice actors. That's because there are no second takes. Still, this is an area of work that is well worth exploring if you're not fazed by the pressure of your voiceover work being delivered in real time. Training and e-learning. A timely topic in this day and age, training and e-learning companies use voice actors in a range of ways, from teaching foreign languages to producing video tutorials. The voice actor. Skills and requirements. There are several skills that you will need if you want to become a voiceover artist. Two of the most important include flexibility. As mentioned, the variety of voice acting is a large part of its appeal. However, this requires voice actors to be flexible in their approach, chopping and changing the kind of work they undertake and the hours they work in order to meet the demand. Confidence. The voiceover world is no place for wallflowers. You need to be a confident self-starter in order to win jobs and build client relationships. You also need to speak confidently when recording. What do you need to get started in voice acting? Have you heard enough to make you want to find out more about how to become a voice actor? Yes? Excellent. In that case, let's move on to what you're going to need to get started. Voice acting isn't the cheapest career to launch, but there are plenty of ways that you can save money when you first start out. Equipment. You need a home studio. This should be a space that is free from background noise, whether household sounds or traffic noise, so you need to soundproof it. Professional soundproofing materials are expensive, but you can make do with using duvets and thick blankets to start with. If need be, just be sure to cover every hard surface to stop the sound from bouncing. Bear in mind as well that even a large walk-in closet can serve as your voice acting studio if you are careful enough with the setup. The key pieces of equipment that you need are a computer, a decent quality condenser microphone that comes with an XLR cable, a pop shield for your mic, a mixer, decent speakers for listening to yourself back, recording software.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Setting up your equipment. If you're not that confident with technology, it's time to face your fear and learn. You need to set up your equipment properly so that you can not just record your voice, but also edit it, remove breathing noises, and more. There will be a bit of trial and error involved in positioning your equipment correctly, so try to have fun with it and enjoy creating your own workspace. Software. There are various options available when it comes to software for your voiceover work. Make sure you read plenty of reviews to ensure that you get the most suitable software for your setup. You will naturally be guided by your budget, but some popular examples of software that allows you to record and edit your voice include Adobe Audition, Sony SoundForge Pro, WavaSour, Cubase, Audacity, Twisted Wave. Demos. A key requirement of getting started as a voiceover artist is your demo reel. Your demos are your chance to showcase your amazing vocal talent, whether on your own website or through direct pitches to potential clients. This will be the most influential factor in convincing clients to give you an audition. If you can do different accents, this is your chance to let them shine. Your own website. You need a place to detail your skills and share your voiceover work demos, as well as success stories. A website is the ideal place and doesn't cost much to create. Alternatively, you can use an online profile that allows you to upload clips and present your professional credentials. Common difficulties that voice actors experience. Voice acting can be an exciting and fulfilling career, but that doesn't mean that it's without its challenges. Some of the more common difficulties associated with having a voiceover job include peaks and troughs of work, vocal fatigue and illnesses such as colds that affect your voice, lack of sick pay and holiday pay, which is common in many freelancers, needing additional equipment to deliver non-vocal noises, unexpected background noise from your local recycling truck to your neighbor doing some work around the house. Irregular working hours. For some, this is a bonus. For others, a pain. Getting started in voice acting. When it comes to learning how to be a voice actor, there's plenty to take on board. Know the ins and outs of the field. Research, research, and research. Just like entering any new industry, you need to put some time into research. Should you work freelance or for an agency? Apply for work through job board sites or first launch your own website? What sort of voice acting work most needs your particular accent? Spend time researching and building a plan to launch your career the right way. Training. Voice acting isn't just a case of sitting down and speaking into a microphone. You need to invest in some training initially. There are plenty of options out there, and many voiceover coaches will work with you on video calls. They are an invaluable source of tips and advice, so it could be worth booking a session with a couple of coaches in order to benefit from their combined experience. Building a portfolio. Your portfolio is your opportunity to show off your talents. Once you've started to work as a voice actor, you'll be able to include clips of recordings that you've worked on to demonstrate your experience. Full profile. Clients will want to know about more than just your voice. Use your portfolio to give them a chance to get to know you, from the kind of work you're best at to your rates. Adding details, such as your location or other skills and interests, will help potential clients to get a more personal vibe from you. Specialist skills and knowledge. As translators, interpreters, and language people, you speak more than one language, and you may have an in-depth understanding of, say, medical or legal terminology. So be sure to include this in your portfolio, to ensure that those reading it can appreciate all the abilities you bring to the table. Auditioning and gaining experience. With your portfolio all set up, it's time to start finding work. You need to audition for roles and gradually build up your experience. Marketing yourself. You need plenty of resilience when it comes to marketing yourself as a voiceover artist. As with any other kind of freelance work, you get to decide how much time and energy you dedicate to marketing, as well as the kind of marketing work you undertake. Whether you focus on networking, social media, mail shots, your website, or any other form of marketing, that's all up to you. Just be sure to review how successful your efforts are in order to refine your approach over time. Succeeding in voice acting. I hope that this episode on how to get into voice acting has been of use to you. Voiceover work can be immensely fulfilling, but it does require hard work to succeed. By taking these tips into account, you should be well positioned to launch a successful career in this exciting and expanding industry. This episode is brought to you by Tamedes, a translation company that has been supporting businesses in over 120 languages and more than 950 language pairs.